This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. Welcome into Countdown to Kickoff. It is the final Countdown to Kickoff for us
right
here at the Texas State Radio Networks. And it's a, look, it has been a labor of love all 13 weeks we've been doing this, and we've had an absolutely phenomenal time doing it. We'll save all the pleasantries for the end of the show because we've got football to get into, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the throes of the playoff season, week number 2 of the playoffs. So everybody that's made it through that week 1 gauntlet, God bless you. Congratulations. And let's get this thing started off like we always do. This is Barbers Hill athletic director and head football coach Carl Absick. They had themselves a heck of a week 1, and they now have a heck of a matchup in week 2. But we had a chance to catch up with the Barbers Hill head coach, talking all things Barbers Hill and what they're going to have to do if they're going to beat a scrappy LaPorte team and make it to week 3 of the playoffs.
Oh, I mean, other than getting beat up, physically, I think it prepared us well. I mean, because we did see a variety of different schemes and definitely some really, really good quality athletes basically week in and week out. You know, our top four teams, you know, Lufkin went undefeated. The next, all three of us all tied at 4-2 in district. And, you know, so, I mean, it was we even playing the last week with Westbrook, you know, it was winners in and losers out. And so, you know, we started playing the playoffs a week before the playoffs really started. You know, and that was the message we gave the kids. And that's how that's the approach we had to take to make sure that we got into the dance. And, because once you get there, then anything can happen. But, our district definitely, in my opinion, helped, you know, prepare each of us to go out and put our best foot forward once we got into the playoffs. Well, I mean, I think anytime you're scoring points, it's always a dual reflection of quality special teams play and obviously your defense getting you the ball back often and also in good field position, which were the case in a lot of those games. And in fact, against Houston, Sterling, I mean, we scored twice on defense and one on special teams. So that wasn't all offensive stuff output, but you know, against LaPorte, you know, they're a very much a time control offense. Now, very explosive with what they do, but they're not afraid to grind it out. And so offensively, we're going to have to take advantage of the opportunities we get, because you know, there's the high likelihood that they're going to have some drives that eat up some time and limit your possessions in a game. Obviously, we played them the last 2 years in our district. Both of those games were really good games, 7-point games, you know, and so our kids are experienced with having played them, and they're really good at what they do, and they're very talented in the right spots. Offensively speaking, I mean, they're big up front, and they have three or four really, really good tailbacks who really seem to play well together and not be selfish me type kids, you know, which is rare in today's world. So it's a quality attribute for them to have, and a job well done by their coaches to get them to understand the benefits of playing for each other. And so offensively, though, we have to be willing to take our shots. We have to be able to check the ball down, just keep moving the chains, and really just in to some degree do what we've been doing all year long. You know, we're about as healthy as we're going to get, which is a rarity for us this year. And so, you know, we measure our health based on did we get to play this week with the same guys we played last week with. And so that's a positive for us. And so far that's held true for us, and we're excited about it. So we got to take advantage of the opportunities we get and keep getting the ball to our guys in space that can make plays. And, you know, we have a really good offensive line also that have been probably the most steady piece of our offense all year in terms of protection for the quarterback and for, you know, getting matched up in the run game so we can run the ball successfully. And those guys have done a great job, and they're going to give us a chance each and every week.
Appreciate that, Coach Apsik. And, of course, like you said, they've got their hands full. What does the week two look like in the East? We'll tell you next.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. We are back. It is Countdown to Kickoff. And, of course, it is week two of the playoffs. And what a week one it was. You had a pretty interesting stat that you threw out there during the break, Mr. Steve, about the, you know, we didn't have that eye-popping OMG upset, so to speak, where, you know, a Duncanville or a North Shore, although Atascocita flirted with it for a large portion of the game, but they, you know, survived in advance. But you had an interesting stat about the number of the seeds, lower seeds, that did end up winning a game on or in the first round of the playoffs.
Yes, of all of the 52 games that were played last week, roughly about 25% had the lower seeds beating the higher seeds. Now, like you said, we weren't seeing, like, you know, fours beating ones and stuff like that. But you're going to see four beat three, four beat a two, three beat a two, that type of thing. So people are stepping up, and I've always heard that there's rumblings. You know, when you add four teams from every district into it, and it's like there's just so many teams. It's like let's have less teams.
Absolutely.
I tell them to go kick rocks because I love football, and I just, if you could play your way in, and that's the stat is why I'm saying this, four beating a three, three beating a two, they're playing their way in.
No, they absolutely are. And of course, you know, look, there's you know, where the seedings end up, you know,
right,
what region you get put in, and
exactly,
of course, I know, and you talked about this before the season started, I know realignment got some people you know, a little chapped in certain places because of where they got put at, but again, nonetheless, look, you punch your ticket, you get to the dance, and there's no telling what might happen. And, of course, we're going to see a lot of that in week two.
Yep.
That being said, as we like to do each and every show, we wouldn't be doing our part. Of course, we're going to tell you about the football part of it. But what about the weather part of it? Look, it's mid-November. We're a week away from Thanksgiving, Steve, all right? And this isn't a Thanksgiving show, although we could very well do one. But let's go out one last time to TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, tell you folks at home what to be ready for this weekend for the week two of the playoffs weather-wise.
High school football playoffs here across the Piney Woods and the upper Texas coast. Hard to believe this season's just flown on by. I hope your favorite team wins this evening. And make sure that you have dressed appropriately with a hat and maybe some light gloves and a couple of layers on and some jeans. Temperatures will mainly be into the low to mid 50s during the entire game. It will be cool, but at least we won't have a lot of wind to tend to. So again, the kicking and passing game should be A-OK. Enjoy your evening. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
You know, I got some isotoners I might break out this Friday. What do you think? He said light gloves.
He did. I mean,
he did say light gloves.
Well, isotoners.
Why not? Why not? I want to say those are the gloves OJ wore. Anyway, we digress. All right. Coming up next, we'll talk about a few games. We've still got some more interviews to come, as well as a surprise second rounder that we're excited to talk about as well. That's Steve. I'm Fred. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks.
Welcome back to the Texas State Network. I'm Steve Randall. There's Fred Davis.
Hey now. Hey now.
Right over there. Hey, I got some shout-outs to some friends out in East Texas. And Tyler, 92.1 FM, The Team, KRWR, and Carthage. How about KGAS? KGAS.
Larry FM. Allen.
That's it.
Shout-out.
Out in Crockett, KIVY. The fans love us. Madisonville, KMVL, FM, and Adam Marshall, KMHT, AM, and FM. One more thing. KSST out of Sulphur Springs.
There you have it. There you have it. And just, I'll tell you what, and we'll go into a little more in depth, and we'll do all of our tearful goodbyes on Friday as the station you're listening to, whatever station you're listening to right now.
Yeah.
Whatever TSN affiliate you're listening to on, make sure for one final hoorah on Friday, 10 to 12:30, little playoff post game, little playoff scoreboard show, and a little post game wrap up show, if you will. Okay, and we will put a bow on it. We'll do all of our thanks and everything else. And of course, we've done so many coaching interviews. I don't remember them all. Okay, and I mean, I guess we could go into the Dropbox file and look at everybody that we've talked to. So, but a lot to get to on Friday, and of course, we're gonna knock out some games that we're looking forward to as well. So, stick around. Coming up next, we're gonna have Bay City head coach Robert Jones, and he's got this team rocking and rolling in 4A. But what's super cool about it? All right, they've fallen on some tough times. He is a Black Cat alum. And now he's got them in the playoffs. Whoa. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk about more next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Glad to have you guys on board. We've been glad to have you guys on board all year long, all season long, I guess you could say, because, I mean, it feels like it's been a year, all right? It feels like it's been forever today, but that's okay. All right, so let's go to our next coaching interview, as we do, and of course, this is none other than Coach Robert Jones from the Bay City Black Cats. They are, when you talk about Black Cat pride, all right, this guy is dripping with it. Of course, it doesn't hurt that he's a Black Cat alum, and he wears it on his sleeve. He's glad to be back, and he's got these boys playing some good football. We'll let Coach Robert Jones tell you about it.
Just start off, you know, I'm actually a Bay City graduate. I graduated from Bay City High School in 2000, so coming back home was a big thing. And a lot of kids that are in the program right now, I actually went to school with some of their parents, so it's kind of a blessing to come back, come home, and, you know, give back to the community to where it all started for me, and, you know, build my foundation, and, you know, to come back home to give back and help get the program back stable and get the kids that rich tradition that we had when I was here to try to get that feeling that we had back in the day. Well, I mean, I started my first 6 years at Angleton. Then I went my next 7 years. I was actually in Brazosport for 7 years. And the only job I ever applied for was the Bay City job, because I always wanted to come back home, you know, be around my family, because I was gone for 13 years away from them, and come back and give back to the community that kind of molded me into the man I am today. Well, when I got the program, they was 0-10, you know, coming from they haven't won a game the previous season. So I hired my offensive and defensive coordinator. My offensive coordinator is a Bay City guy. He graduated like 4 or 5 years after I graduated. Then my defensive coordinator, he came from Brazosport with me. He was also on the defensive staff over there at Brazosport. So I got two quality guys to come in with me and build the foundation from the junior high level. So the senior class that we have right now, those guys are eighth grade when we came in. So those guys have been around us pretty, you know, for the long run. And, you know, those guys have built this program. They've been in the program. We got a lot of 3- and 4-year starters on the team this year. I knew it was going to be a great year after going off the last 2 years. We finished 8-4 and made the playoffs the last 2 seasons going into this season. So I know this season was going to be a big success for us if we stayed healthy. Well, the message to start the season was just, you know, we didn't got to the playoffs. We didn't got over the hump the last 2 years. But the message was get over that second round and win a district championship. And we did one of the things we put out to do at the beginning of the season, win a district championship. And this is a big one this coming Friday to get over that second round, because we lost in the second round the last 2 years, won the Kilgore, won the Chapel Hill, two quality programs. And they switched this region. So, you know, the stakes are high, expectations are high, and the community is excited. So we got to get out there Friday night and put on a show for Black Cat Nation. Well, the kids know, I mean, they quality programs, very rich tradition programs that haven't been there. And seeing those guys, like I said, the last 2 years, it has helped us propel us to this year. We end up switching the region to Region 4, and they had us down as one of the regional favorites. So we just got to hold our end of the bargain, keep on getting better, and just keep on staying focused on the goal and try to get to Jerry's World. Well, starting out with our quarterback, Alex Estrada, he's a three-year starter for us. He's been tearing it up. He almost 3,000 yards passing, 35 touchdowns. Jada Andrews, our star running back, he's a bell cow. And then our star receiver is Zylan Williams. He's a D1 commit to Temple right now. And then we got one kid that also stepped up also in the slot for us, Key Nunez. He has all, like 60 catches right now and almost 1,000 yards receiving. So we got some guys that can go. We just got to get the ball and take care of the ball and just put it in the end zone and have fun doing it. Like I said, we got to take care of the football. We got to play fast, physical, and that black hat fight, never die mentality that that's all over, that's branded all over the stadium, all on the shirts. Everybody believing in it. We just got to keep on fighting. Just go pound for pound for anybody. We respect everybody, but we fear no one. Yes, sir, absolutely. Before I started running back, he ain't played the last three games because he got a twisted up ankle. We're a 50-50 team. It looked like we throw the ball a lot, but I actually run the ball a lot. But him being out, we got a sophomore running. He's learning the ropes as we go. But hopefully Jada gets to play this week and we get back to that balanced offense that we need. Because I believe in trying to be balanced, so keep the defense honest on the pass game and the run game so to be successful to make a state championship run.
Appreciate that, Coach Jones. I'll tell you what, they are geared up, ready to go. And, of course, look, at this time of year and with week two of the playoffs, if your team's not geared up, ready to go, then you ain't doing something right. And, of course, you probably didn't make it to the second week of the playoffs if you weren't already like that. So, nothing but the best of luck to Coach Robert Jones over in Bay City. And, of course, Coach Abseck over there at Barbers Hill as well, who I told me looked like Ray Donovan. So, fact check it yourself. All right, coming up next, more games. Week two, don't go anywhere.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Hey, welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. It is the Southern Region. I'm Steve Randall, and shout-outs to our friends down south, Corpus Christi, 1440 Keys, KEYSAM. How about Victoria? That's where you hear the Victoria West Warriors there on that radio station. And Brenham, we've got KWHIAM and FM, and in Rockdale, KRXT-FM. Noble Radio covering all of the South, and in fact, most of it. And we appreciate them being a longtime listener and an affiliate here at Texas State Network.
No, we certainly do, and they've been absolutely fantastic all year long. All right, you guys know the drill. Let's jump out real quick and talk to our guy, Mr. TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff, to get you ready for the weather on Friday.
It's high school playoff time in the Lone Star State here across the Hill Country in South Texas, and finally feeling like fall out. Temperatures will be falling into the 50s during the game. Make sure you put a couple of layers on, maybe a little hat and some light gloves, jeans, of course. You can always take a layer off if you get a little too warm. No precipitations in the forecast. Clear sky and winds will be light, so the passing and kicking game should be A-OK. Hope your favorite team wins. My meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, Mr. Dan Brunoff. You've been a marvel all year long. All right, so let's get to some games that we're looking at real quick. I just had it up here. Hold on 1 second. So here we go. Let's look at our schedule here. We got some San Antonio area schools to get you ready. Class 6A Division II, you got Austin Vandegrift versus Sotomayor. That's going to go down 7 o'clock on Thursday in the Alamo Dome. Cibolo Steel versus Far San Juan Alamo. You got Cibolo Steel 10-1 on the year, and PSJA, as it's affectionately known over there in the San Antonio area, they are 9-2. First time those two teams have ever met. So that should be a good game as well. And that goes down on Thursday as well. So this stuff's kicking off on Thursday. We got 3 days of football to get ready for, right? You got Thursday, you got Friday, and then just a touch on Saturday. Just a touch on Saturday. Going over to 5A Division II, you got Alamo Heights, and of course they've been phenomenal all year long. They've got some of that countdown to kickoff mojos. We talked to their coach a couple weeks ago. They're playing Mercedes. That's going down on Thursday as well at Buccaneer Stadium in Corpus Christi. First time these two teams have met. And then Adouche Elsa, they're 9-2. They're going to face Bernie, 8-3, and of course that's the first meeting. They're playing in Laredo, 7 o'clock on Thursday as well. Heading over to Class 4 Division I, Austin LBJ. They're 11-0 on the year. They're playing Lavernia, 8-3. That game's on Thursday in Seguin. And Austin LBJ, they actually lead that series 1-0. We'll read off a few more games that are going down on Friday, including some of the Austin schools to get ready for as well, including one of the teams that Steve's got his eye on, Austin Westlake. When do they play? We'll tell you next. Don't you go anywhere. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. This is Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. Steve, I'll tell you what, man. Week two of the playoffs. Let's get serious.
It's crazy.
Let's get serious. All right, real quick, rounding things up in the South Division. Class 6A Division I. This is all going down on Friday, boys and girls. You got Austin Westlake, a team that Steve's very excited about. They're 10-1 on the year. They're playing Brennan on Friday, November 22nd at Burger Stadium in Austin. Austin Westlake leads a series 3-0. In fact, the last time these two teams met was in 2022, with Austin Westlake winning 47-7. So Brennan has revenge on their minds. Will it happen? We'll wait and see. Austin Lake Travis, they're 10-1. They're going to play Johnson, also 10-1. The last time these two teams met was in 2023, and Austin Lake Travis took care of Bennis 48-21. East Central, they're 8-3. They're going to play West Laco, 8-3. That game's going to go down at 7:30 on Friday in Laredo. First time these two teams have ever met. New Braunfels Canyon, they're going to play Brownsville Veterans Memorial. That game's going down Friday at Heroes Stadium. Steve and I will not be there because, I mean, even though we are heroes, we have radio to do. Dripping Springs, a team that I know you've been talking about throughout the course of this season, they're playing Harlan. They're 10-1 on the year. That game's going to be at Cougar Stadium on Friday at 7:30 in New Braunfels, and that is the first meeting of the year. And then a team that we're excited about, and guess what? Tell you what, it's the Countdown to Kickoff Showdown.
Uh-oh. Okay? Here we go.
Piper versus Corpus Christi Flower Bluff. Both these teams have the Countdown to Kickoff mojo.
They do.
So, you know what? We are non-denominational. We're just, hey, we just want to see good football and nobody get hurt, okay?
Amen.
That goes down on Friday at 7 o'clock. First meeting between the two teams at Warrior Coliseum. More football to discuss next. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that, Kelly. Countdown to Kickoff continues to roll along. That's Steve. I'm Fred. And let's head on to the North side. Pretty much the DFW. Okay.
DFW.
That's what it's been all year
that's
long.
It.
And we're going to go back out. You know, every now and again, we like to mix it up, a little live interview, because that's what we do here on Countdown to Kickoff. We're going to jump out to the Uber Eats hotline. Welcome to the program. Secondary coach for the Hebron Hawks, Mr. Clay Johnson. He's in his second year as secondary coach over there at Hebron. And I'll tell you what, him and this entire coaching staff, they've got something going on special, right? This is a team that hadn't won more than 7 games since 2019. Here they are at 7-4 on the year, finished 4th in their district. But I'll tell you what, that was a grueling district, if we do say so ourselves. Clay, I'm going to tell you right now, my man, you've got a Capel team that's legit. You got a Denton Geyer. Louisville had their hands full with a very good Allen team. You guys make it into the second round of the playoffs. What's been the difference this year for this Hebron Hawk team?
You know, it's been a tough one. You know, like you said, with those additions with Capel and Geyer into our district, you get to play some formidable opponents early. The biggest thing for us is going to be schematically. Last year, we were in an even front, which would be 4 down linemen, and we're switching up to an odd this year just to allow some of those front 7 cats to play a little more loose, play more free. And I think we got some pretty good cats over there at our outside linebacker position. It's made our jobs kind of easy from a defensive standpoint.
Now, when you look at what this team's done, and especially from a defensive front, I mean, look, don't get it twisted. Y'all's offense has been pretty dadgum good, but defensively, you guys have had to clamps down when you've had to. What have you guys done as far as, not so much from a schematic standpoint, but maybe just from a culture and just overall, like, mindset on where that defense was at last year versus where you guys are now?
There's going to be a little more buy-in. I think we have some kids this year that are a little more receptive. The defense has always been a strength of our team, but we've had two things that we've kind of focused on as a team, and it's going to be dominate and execute. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. So as long as you're dominating our opponent for 4 to 6 seconds, a man in front of you, and you win every rep for that entire 60 minutes that you're between those white lines, I think I'm going to be putting our money on our team. So the buy-in from them has been tremendous. We believe it, they believe it, and it's starting to show.
And again, when you talk about what this district was this year, I mean, like I said, you got a Capel team that's giving people fits, and Denton Geyer, we know, has always been pretty good. What was the biggest thing you guys took away from this district finish this year?
You know, it's going to be physicality. Okay. And at the end of the day, that's what football is going to come down to. I think our non-district, for us in particular, was seeing teams like Jesuit, Southlake, and Lancaster, who are also all in the playoffs as well. It kind of battle hardens you to go against opponents in your district like Coppell and Guyer. It's going to come down to a physicality matchup. At the end of the day, football is getting back to can you run the football and can you stop the run? And I think our defense has done a pretty good job of that this year.
You certainly have. I mean, let's call it what it is. You guys handled your business against Rock Hill in week one of the playoffs. Was it good to just get that out of the way? And, you know, what was kind of the message to your kids going from, all right, we're done with district play, now it's for real, and if we lose, we're done?
Yeah, one thing as a staff, and credit to our defensive coordinator, Quincy Stewart, we have been saying weeks before we got in that once we got into the playoffs, we don't want to be exhaling and saying, okay, we got here. Mm-hmm. You know, the mission was we want to be inhaling, going full steam ahead, ready to kick the door down and let everybody know that Hebron's here and we're legit this year. So it was good to go out there round one, and the best and scary thing about it is we haven't even played our best football yet. I think we're clicking at the right time, and people are starting to take notice.
All right, you got a possible matchup with South Lake Carroll. Of course, if everything shakes up the way it's supposed to, a team that you guys have already played earlier in the year, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. You guys have got a very good Arlington Bowie team coming up on Friday. If Hebron's going to get to that next round of the playoffs, what has to happen against Arlington Bowie?
We have to be the best version of ourselves. Like I said, we have to go out and dominate and execute, and at the end of the day, that's all that matters. As long as we're doing our jobs, we're in our gaps, we're making our right fits, and you end up tackling well in space, I think the Hebron Hawks are going to come out with a victory that night.
All right, look, man, I've been representing Louisville all season long. I hate to be a bandwagon jumper, but I'm going to have to do it, all right? So I'm off the Louisville bandwagon. I'm on the Hebron bandwagon, by God.
Man.
You know we're loving you up on the fan as well. Good luck on Friday, and let's do this again next week.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Good thing to talk to you.
No worries, big man. There you have it. Mr. Clay Johnson, secondary coach for the Hebron Hawks. All right, when we come back, a few more games are going down in the DFW because you got a lot of high-profile matchups coming up. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve. I'm Fred. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. I want to give a big shout-out once again to Coach Clay Johnson from the Hebron Hawks. They've got their hands full with a solid Arlington Bowie team.
That's going to be a close game.
No, it absolutely is. And you've got two scrappy teams that are going to be playing, meeting up this Friday as well. A good 6A matchup. And, of course, whoever wins that game is more than likely.
Hey,
we don't want to put, you know, hey, we don't want to put, you know, friendship, you know, throw them to the wolves. But we will throw them to the Dragons. Chances are South Lake Carroll's going to win that ball game. We're just saying, all right.
They're like a three-touchdown favorite, I think.
If we're wrong, we'll let you know, all right? We'll be the first to tell you, hey, we were wrong, okay?
But it will be a friendly game.
Depends on who you're rooting for. Depends on who you're rooting for.
South Lake Carroll or friendship.
I'll tell you who's always friendly. You know who's always friendly?
Oh, no.
TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff. All right, you want a friendly forecast? Well, stick around. Here he is right now telling you what to
look for. Hard to believe it's high school football playoffs time here across North Texas and the Red River Valley, and it's finally feeling like fallout. Temperatures are pretty much going to be in the 50s during the entire game. Winds will be pretty light from the north. And again, no rain is in the forecast either. So no problems with a passing or kicking game. Just make sure you layer up. You're going to be out in the stands for, of course, 3 hours. You can always take a layer off. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Layer up.
You know the best part about layering up,
layering
Steve,
up.
Is that if it gets hot, you just take a layer
take it
off. That's it. It's all you have to do is just take it off.
That's
all right.
Going on a t-shirt,
that
by the
is
way.
Going on a t-shirt.
Layer up.
Damn right it is. Okay, let's look at some. Do you have any shout-outs to give real quick before I dive into these games?
I do have a couple. Of course, we have to talk about our flagship right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Thank you for making all this happen, KRLD AM. We appreciate you guys. Bonham, Texas, Rewind 103.9, KFYN, Hamilton, KCLW AM, and then out of Stephenville, the Mighty 93, KSTV.
I love it. I love it. All right, let's get to some games here on the NAUF side, Class 6A Division 1, and of course Region 1. You got Odessa Permian playing North Crowley. That's going down 7 o'clock on Friday. Coppell, a team we've talked about, they've got that countdown to kickoff mojo. They're playing Richardson Lake Highlands. That's 7 o'clock Friday as well. These games are all Friday unless otherwise noted. Midland Legacy versus Euless Trinity. That's Saturday. That's a Saturday game, 2 o'clock. Allen versus Richardson. That's on Friday against, Allen versus Richardson. Hello. Rockwall versus Duncanville. Rockwall, hey, it's been nice knowing you. The Woodlands. Hey, look, I'm just calling it like I see it, Steve. I'm just calling it like I see it. The Woodlands versus Cypress Ranch. That's on Friday as well. That's going to be down in H-Town. North Forney versus Waxahachie. That's Saturday at Allen's Eagle Stadium. And then Conroe versus Cypress Bridgeland. That's at Tomball's ISD Stadium as well. And then a game to look out for as well. Both of them have the
mojo.
Houston Lamar versus Fulcher. That's on Friday as well. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. It's kind of the kickoff. Texas State Radio Networks. I'm Fred. That's Steve. And we will continue on. I know you've got a handful of games that you want to let the people know about.
Absolutely. Obviously, 6A Division 1, we just heard about a few minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Let's look at some Division 2. You know, they split that thing right down the middle.
Right down the middle. Like a Christmas ham.
Yes. So let's talk Midland Crowley. Those guys are going to be playing in the second round for area. They're pretty evenly matched. They can't even pick who's going to be favored. It's that close.
Oh, wow.
Denton Geyer, Richardson Pierce are going to be playing. Wolf of Friendship, we talk about them playing South Lake Carroll, going to be very friendly over there. They'll shake hands before the game.
And, that's all they're going to do before the game.
we talked to Coach over at Hebron, and they're going to be playing Arlington Bowie coming up. Another close game. A field goal difference, I think, is what they're anticipating.
Very evenly matched teams.
Yes. And then here's DeSoto, Wiley East. About a 3-touchdown favorite for DeSoto. Willis and Tomball.
What you talking about?
Yes. Willis and Tomball. 3 touchdowns for Willis. Longview, Lancaster. Longview by 5. The Woodlands College Park and Klein Collins. Klein Collins by a touchdown.
There you have it. A little H-Town love for you. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up in the next segment, talk a few more games, and put a bow on it and send you and your team off and hope you guys get the result you're hoping for. That's Steve. I'm Fred. Counting the Kickoff continues next.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right. Glad to have you guys back. It is Countdown to Kickoff Playoff Edition Week 2, if we do say so ourselves.
Seriously.
Let's say it. All right. So, you know, we've done coaches' interviews, but the West has been a little persnickety, if you will. Sometimes they answer, sometimes they don't. And that's okay, though. You know why? Because you got Steve, you got Fred here, and we will rapid fire give you off some games from across the entire state of Texas that we're excited about this week. And you should be too. But before we do that, making his, earlier segment, you'd normally hear him in the second segment, but you know what? He's so good. We're going to give it to you the first off. Mr. Dan Brunoff, TSN Chief Meteorologist, telling you about the weather on the West Side.
Hard to believe high school playoffs are already upon us. And the weather, well, it's feeling like fallout. I've got no precipitation in the forecast here for West Texas or the Panhandle. And temperatures will mainly be in the low to mid-50s at kickoff. It'll quickly drop into the 40s into the Panhandle and South Plains. Low to mid-50s out into West Texas. Wind will be relatively light, but definitely dressed appropriately. You can always take a layer off. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Just take one, though.
Yeah.
Don't take any more than that. Yeah. Don't take any more than that. You might
get... Which depends on how many layers you have.
That's true. I just don't want anybody getting apprehended or being inappropriate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
But, hey, Dan's told you all year long, keep it appropriate.
From day one,
keep
he said
appropriate.
That.
That's been his motto all year long. We'll give shout-outs to the next segment, but we'll continue on. We read off a lot of the 6A Division I and Division II games that are going down, and we told you some of the ones that are going down in the South as well. We already mentioned the Cibolo Steel as well. In the Region I, Class 5A Division I, you got Amarillo 6-4 playing Richland, as I was. You got Lubbock Monterey versus Denton Ryan. You got Aledo versus Abilene. Now, Aledo, that's going to be here It's in Mansfield's Newsom Stadium, so just down, not far from where we're at. Of course, our studios are in DFW. We will have our guy Ross Lubinsky, who's going to be at that game. And I need to find out. I forgot to reach out to my guy Jackson DePasquale, who's been absolutely phenomenal all year long. Find out what game he'll be at on Friday. But we're going to have, you know, look, it's going to be a who's who of folks this Friday that we're going to have chiming in, talking all things high school football. So, you know, we're going to do it big, as we always do. West Mesquite versus Midlothian. Highland Park, again, friend of the show, versus Frisco Wakeland. And then Georgetown versus Frisco Reedy. And all these games are on Friday.
Oh, 5A Division II bracket. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. El Paso Del Valle versus Lucas Lovejoy. That's going to be good.
They'll have their hands full, that's for sure.
Lovejoy by 7, it looks like. Abilene Wiley versus Anna. Anna's the real deal. They've been beating up on everybody all year long. 2 touchdowns for them.
It's a possible district rematch, too, by the way, if Anna and Lovejoy both win.
Argyle and Wichita Falls Memorial, that's going to be a slugfest. A couple of touchdown favorite there for Argyle. Prosper Walnut Grove. By a touchdown over Lubbock Cooper. That's coming up. How about South Oak Cliff? We haven't talked about them a whole lot, but they're still in the mix, always will be. They're going to be meeting up with Huntsville. Middle Lothian Heritage and Marshall, Texarkana and Crandall. P&G, Port Neches Groves and Kaufman. And, of course, Port Neches up about 3 or 4 touchdowns there. Richmond Randall, who I predict will win state. So you've heard that nearly every week.
You've been saying it.
Yeah.
You've been on it.
They're up against Elgin, and they're a 41-point favorite.
Good night.
Yes. Brenham, touchdown favorite over Liberty Hill. Bastrop, they're going to be down a little bit to Fort Bend Marshall. Pflugerville, that's going to be a good one with Alvin, Iowa Colony. Iowa Colony by a couple of touchdowns. And this last one, San Antonio, Alamo Heights. Mm-hmm. We know about them in Mercedes. Alamo Heights up by 38 points.
I mean, look, they're 11-0 for a reason, and they've been kicking butt and taking names all year long. All right, coming up next, we'll take a trip around Class 4A, Division 1, Division 2. We'll give a few shout-outs to some of our affiliates over in the western part of the state as well, and get you ready once again for what promises to be another exciting weekend of high school playoff football. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Countdown to Kickoff. Texas State Networks continues after this.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that. What a yeoman's job he's done all year.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I mean, he has said that same line at least 1,000 times.
And what folks don't know is he does it live.
Every time.
No matter where he is. He could be in the car and he's doing it live.
Doesn't matter. He could be on a cruise ship. He could be in Antarctica.
He's doing it live.
Doesn't matter. He's done it live.
He's that good.
I'll tell you what. It's an honor.
It is, and he's such
an honor. Speaking of honor, let's honor some of these affiliates.
Well, it's our friends out in West Texas, Abilene, Fox Sports Abilene, KWKC. How about out of Alpine, Big Ben Radio there, KVLP, and then out of Big Spring, Texas.
Big Spring.
Mark Richardson and the folks
at
K-Best Radio, KBST.
What a phenomenal job he's done.
Yep.
My goodness.
Absolutely.
And you know what? He was with us from week one.
I know.
He jumped on the program. Didn't know you and I from Boo.
And he was so good, he had to put down his broom where he was actually sweeping the offices to get on the radio with us.
And despite you and I being you and I, he jumped on with us 3 more times. Okay? How about that?
He even knows us now. And he still comes on.
Still comes on.
Amazing.
I don't know what that says about him, but hey, God bless him. God bless him. 4A Division 1, real quick. We'll just rattle off some of these games to get you all ready for them. We've got Andrews versus Canyon Randall. That's going down Thursday at 7 o'clock at Wolfers People's Bank Stadium. Say that 10 times
Man.
Fast. You got Springtown versus Sulphur Springs. That's on Friday. Alvarado versus Frisco Panther Creek. You got Salina, and I'll tell you what, I know that's one of your go-to schools. I know you're feeling some type of way about their chances. And, of course, I think they're going to take care of business. Well, look, they got to get through this pesky Kennedale team on Friday before they do all that, though, first. And I think we're going to be okay with that. Stafford versus Longview Pine Tree. That's going down on Friday as well. You got San Antonio Davenport versus Port Lavaca Calhoun. That's going to go down on Friday as well. And then, of course, we already told you about Bay City versus Canyon Lake. Bay City, they got the countdown to kickoff mojo. And then last, but certainly not least, we got Corpus Christi Calalan versus Somerset. That's Friday at 7:30 at Portland's Aikens Wildcat Stadium.
Hey, I've got some 4A Division II brackets going on here. Midland, Greenwood, and Fort Worth Benbrook going to be playing. Lubbock Estacado and Brock, and that's where our Pilot Point coach is from. Got him a couple of state championships out there. And Graham takes on Monahans. Graham's is part of my pick, Final Four.
Okay. And make a great cracker.
Absolutely. And Glenrose going to be playing Seminole. That's going to be, you can't flip a coin. Just flip a coin.
Okay.
Van Alstine and Van going to be playing. Sunnyvale and Gilmer. Texarkana, Pleasant Grove and Farmersville. And Carthage.
Yes, sir.
Plays Crum.
That'll be a good game.
They're up by 46,
well,
by the way.
Okay. Maybe it won't be.
Yeah. They got the mojo.
Maybe I just want it to be. That's Steve. I'm Fred. One final segment, and I'll make more ill-advised predictions. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. We'll rattle off one or two more games and then, get you guys ready for the weekend real quick. Class 3, Division 1. You got Amarillo River Road versus Vernon. That's going to be at Lubbock's Lowry Field. That's going down on Thursday. Pilot Point.
What? What did you say?
Pilot Point. I'll defer to you on this. Now, that game is Thursday. You making the trip to Tyler?
No.
Oh, no.
I'm working.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. All right. I wondered about that. Now, look, Pilot Point, 3-8 on the year. You got Texarkana, Liberty, Eylau.
Hey, we're just happy to be here.
Playing,
we win a game last year.
Playing with house money.
We two games the year before.
Yeah.
Complete administration. I mean, this is just really good for the community, for the district, for the football guys.
So anything can happen.
Yeah, I didn't expect to win this.
Now,
so
you got Malakoff in the same
bracket. I get it.
So, I mean, look, anything can happen. Anything can happen on any given Friday.
That's it.
On any given Friday.
Yeah.
Steve, it's been an absolute honor. And, of course, obviously, we'll save all the boo-hooing and vulnerability for Friday. All you guys have been paying attention to Countdown to Kickoff all season long. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as Steve and I have. And hopefully you guys have learned a thing or two. And you know what? Tune in next year. But at the very least, make sure you tune in on Friday. Give your final shout-outs. And we hope that whatever high school, whatever team you're following, wins on Friday. We'll see you on Friday from 10 to 12:30. Same bat time, same TSN channel.